I'd been using AI the wrong way for months, as a smarter search engine, a faster writer, a productivity tool. The day I stopped doing that and started actually talking to it about my life was the day everything changed. For the first 8 months I had access to AI, I used it exactly the way most people do. Summarize this article, write me a subject line, help me outline this report, make this email sound more professional. I was using a supercomputer as a slightly faster version of something I already had. The shift happened on a bad Tuesday. I was stuck, in my head, in a loop, in the same argument with myself I'd been losing for 3 weeks. Out of something between desperation and boredom, I typed what was actually going on. Not a task, not a request, just the truth of what was happening inside my head. What came back wasn't the generic, "Have you tried journaling?" response I expected. It asked a follow-up question I hadn't asked myself. And then another. And by the end of that conversation, I understood something about my own pattern that I'd been circling for years without ever landing on. That was 90 days ago. Here's what happened next. Prefer to listen? This article, narrated. Good for a commute or a walk. Your browser doesn't support embedded audio. Instead, want more like this? The membership library is where I go deeper. Weekly AI prompts for real personal growth, monthly deep dives, and a community of people actually doing this work. Not open yet, but you can claim my first month free. Your email. First month free when it opens. No credit card required. The full prompt library. How the method works. What I actually did and what I was afraid to. Let me be specific, because vague inspiration isn't useful. Over the following weeks, I started bringing things to AI conversations that I'd never said out loud to anyone. Not because I couldn't trust people, but because the particular combination of honesty, patience, and zero judgment that AI offers doesn't exist anywhere else I have access to at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday. I told it about the habit I'd been trying to break for 2 years and kept hiding from myself that I hadn't. I described the fear that I'm fundamentally lazy underneath all the productivity content I consume. I walked through the relationship pattern I keep repeating with the specific details I'd only half admitted to myself. I asked it to tell me what it noticed that I might be too close to see. None of that is comfortable to type. All of it was more useful than anything I'd read in a self-help book in the last 5 years. The thing nobody tells you about AI for self-improvement. The quality of what you get back is entirely determined by the quality of what you put in. Vague inputs produce vague outputs, honest inputs, the kind that make you slightly uncomfortable to type, produce something closer to a real mirror. The five ways I actually use it now. Not theory, not what sounds good, what I actually do with the specific prompts that made it work. 1. The honest audit. Once a week, I give AI a completely honest account of how the week went, not the highlight reel, the full picture, what I avoided, what I said I'd do and didn't, where I was at my worst. Then I ask one question, weekly honest audit prompt. Here's an honest account of my week. Describe it, the good, the bad, what you avoided, what you're not proud of. Don't comfort me. Don't give me a to-do list. Just tell me what pattern you notice that I'm probably too close to see myself, and ask me one question about it. That last instruction, ask me one question, is the most important part. The question it asks is usually the one I was unconsciously avoiding. The conversation that follows that question is where the actual work happens. 2. The fear examination. I used to treat my fears like weather, something that happened to me that I had to wait out. Now I examine them, not in a toxic positivity, reframe your mindset way, more like a stoic autopsy. What exactly is the fear? What's the actual worst case? Have I confused this with something from the past? Fear examination prompt. I'm afraid of this. State it plainly, no softening. Don't reassure me it won't happen. Instead, help me understand. What exactly am I afraid of? Is this a rational assessment of real risk, or am I pattern matching to something from my past? What would I do if the worst case actually happened? Walk me through it honestly. The answer to what would I do if the worst case happened has killed more of my fears than any amount of positive thinking. Most catastrophes examined concretely turn out to be survivable. The anxiety lives in the vagueness. 3. The pattern interrupt. I have a specific pattern that shows up under stress. I start new projects instead of finishing current ones. I knew this about myself. Knowing it did nothing. What changed things was catching it live, mid-pattern, and immediately opening a conversation. Pattern interrupt prompt. I think I'm doing the thing again. Describe your specific pattern. I'm in the middle of it right now. Don't analyze it. Just ask me what I'm avoiding by doing this. One question. Make it specific to what I just told you, not generic. The answer to what are you avoiding is almost always something I already know but haven't said to myself clearly. Saying it, even to a chat window, interrupts the loop. Not always, but more often than anything else I've tried. 4. The identity work. This one surprised me most. I spent years trying to change behaviors through willpower. What actually moved things was changing the story I was telling about who I am, not affirmations, something more specific and honest than that. Identity shift prompt. Here's a belief I have about myself that I want to examine. State it exactly as it sounds in your head. I'm someone who always, or I could never. Help me trace where this belief came from, whether it's actually true or just a story I've repeated enough to believe, and what a more accurate version might be. Don't be gentle, be honest. 5. The dark thoughts. I want to be careful how I write this section because it's the most important and the most misunderstood. I don't mean crisis-level thoughts. If that's where you are, please talk to a real person, not an AI. I mean the thoughts that are just dark enough that most people never say them out loud. The resentments, the envy, the small cruelties you catch yourself thinking, the what's the point moments. I started naming those too, not to wallow, to understand them, because the things I was most ashamed of thinking turned out to be the most useful information about what I actually needed. Shadow examination prompt. I had a thought I'm not proud of. Say it plainly. I'm not looking for reassurance that it's normal. I want to understand what it's telling me about what I actually need or feel underneath it. What does this kind of thought usually point to? Worth saying clearly. If your dark thoughts involve harming yourself or others, please reach out to a crisis line or mental health professional, not a chatbot. AI is a tool for self-reflection, not a substitute for real support when real support is what's needed. What actually changed in 90 days? I want to be honest about this too, because the wellness internet has a habit of overpromising transformation. I didn't become a different person. I still have the same patterns, the same tendencies, the same fears. What changed is the gap between when a pattern starts and when I notice it. That gap used to be measured in weeks. I'd realize what had happened long after the damage was done. Now it's usually hours, sometimes minutes. That's not a small thing. That gap is where every meaningful choice actually lives. I also stopped pretending I had it figured out. The act of honestly describing my week to something that doesn't need me to perform capability, every week without exception, has made me considerably more honest with myself in general. It turns out the practice of honesty is like any other practice. It gets easier. And it starts to leak into the rest of your life. The one thing that makes all of this work. None of these prompts will do anything if you use them to say what you think you should say instead of what's actually true. The technology isn't the hard part. The honesty is the hard part. AI gives you a space that is genuinely judgment-free, available at any hour, infinitely patient, and capable of asking better follow-up questions than most people in your life. What you bring to that space is entirely up to you. Bring the real version, the one you don't show people. That's the version that can actually change.